welcome, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. And it is the day before we all take a holiday break here at CBS Radio, or most of us. And Gina got herself an early Christmas gift today, courtesy of the Highway Patrol. How nice of them, huh?
Yeah, it was very sweet. I think he recognized me and wanted me to pull off the freeway to give me something special, and it was very nice, yeah.
And what did he give you, a little box of cookies, little toys?
No. Hands-free citation.
Jesus Christ.
Who the hell gets one of those nowadays?
Well, I just followed Carrie freaking Kasem's advice when she was on the show. She's like, oh, dude, the second you get on the freeway, just, you know, open her up because they're not going to catch you on the freeway. He did the old point at me and the old point at the exit ramp, and that was that.
Yeah, but you know what? You've ignored the law since it started.
Well, I guess when you look at the math like you've done before, It's basically paid for itself by now, right? Like, the ticket's just a little drop.
Hey, what is it, $25?
I don't know, isn't it? 27, I think.
27 in court costs. I think it's like $86 total.
Oy vey's mir.
I think. Maybe somebody can call us up and tell us how much it is.
Oh.
To help Gina Grad out here. How much is a hands-free citation when you're sitting there talking on the cell phone and you shouldn't be? You know, I hate to say this, Gina, and you're going to sound, you're going to think I'm an a-hole. But the laws in California were made for your protection, so please obey them.
You're kidding, right?
All right, here are the phone numbers. What does it cost for one of these citations? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Now, I've been pretty good about the earpiece, and I'm not bragging, but I just don't want to get stopped by the cops. And I know that I'm getting older. When you're young... And here's the difference between young people and old people. And I think I've become like a 70-year-old guy in the last year or so. But when you're young, you're nervous about being pulled over by the cops. When you get old, and you know you're old, you're pissed off when you get pulled over by the cops. And I'm now in that stage where I'm no longer fearful. My heart doesn't race. I don't think, is he going to bust me for drinking and driving? Because I don't do that. He's not going to bust me for weed or drugs in the car because I don't have that. I just get pissed off now, like my grandfather. I get irate. I get pulled over by the cops. All right, folks, a couple of people are going to chime in tonight and call us up and wish everybody a happy holidays. And I saw this guy last night on the news. He's been on the station before. And he did something very interesting with the charities that are going on, especially around the holidays. What are the good charities, the bad charities, the ugly ones, the ones that give a lot of money to the kids, to the actual people who need it. And his name is David Goldstein with Channel 9 and CBS. David, how old are you, sir?
Hey, Tim, how you doing?
Hey, doing excellent. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you and everyone else.
Thank you. What do you celebrate? Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, the whole deal?
You know, a little bit of both. I'm Jewish and my wife is not, so we do both. So that means our son cashes in at the holidays.
Jesus. So he's going to have a bar mitzvah and a first communion.
Well, I don't know. We'll discuss it.
Hey, did your parents disown you when you married a goyim?
No, not at all.
Wow. No. Very understandable parents.
I know.
Yeah. Or a shiksa, I guess. What is she in? I guess she's a shiksa, huh?
Shiksa, I don't know. Honey, you a shiksa? Yeah, she said yeah.
Hey, now, I saw you last night busting the balls of these charities again. I think that's great. I think these guys should be held accountable, especially when they go on the air and they say, you know, 80% of the money goes to charity, and you find out that only 3% went to charity.
Yeah, that particular one we did last night, which advertised all over the radio, called People's Choice Charity.
Right.
And they're typical. First of all, I have to say they're not doing anything illegal. There really are no laws or no rules. But
isn't it amazing that there's no rules for that, yet Gina Grad gets pulled over on the freeway for talking on the cell phone without a hands-free device?
Exactly. And these guys, you know, you hear all different kinds of ads, and they're like middlemen, and they get a huge cut of the profit. And people think that they're donating their car, and, you know, they get a tax deduction of $4,000, and they think $4,000 is going to charity, when in reality, at least in this charity we did last night, as far as their tax return last year, about 3% went to charity.
Jesus
They
Christ.
Raised over $1 million, and $28,000 went to charity.
Wow, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, I got to get in that business.
Yeah, I know. That's the business we all have to get in.
Seriously, what am I doing here every night?
Because hey. You're making the big bucks.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, I got to show you one of my paychecks one day. Hey, I got a story for you. I know you're always looking for new things and new people to bust their balls in Southern California. How about this one? How does Winchell stay in business?
I don't know.
That's what you got to look into.
The police? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Winchell's Donuts. I have no idea how they stay in business, man. They have not upgraded the look, the donuts, the coffee, anything. It's, you know, there's usually homeless guys sitting in there. And donuts are 8 cents.
That's the secret.
I don't know how they're staying in business.
That's the secret.
Hey, but now you also have on the website, you have 350 local charities that that people can look at their tax returns?
Yeah. People can go to our website at cbs2.com or kcal9.com. And we have about 350 tax returns of popular charities, and you can see really how much money is going to charity. You can see on the tax return how much the people running the charity are taking in every year, how much they're making personally.
Right.
How much goes to fundraising? I mean, you know, it is a business, and there are no laws, there are general recommendations, which are about 65% of the money that you raise should go to the charity, no more than about 35% for fundraising, because obviously fundraising, you know, buying commercial time and postage and telephone calls cost money.
Right.
But it's a lot of these charities, or a lot of these middlemen anyway, that are raking in all the money or spending a lot of the money toward fundraising and not giving a lot to charity.
Yeah. Do you have the number one charity, like the one that gives the most?
We don't really rate them. I mean, it's up to people to decide, you know, for themselves on which charity they want to donate to. But you can see the tax returns. You can see exactly how much they took in as far as last year or the most current tax return that we could get, and see how much money is actually going to charity.
All right. So you just go to KCAL's website or CBS2.
Right.
Excellent. All right. How old's your kid now, by the way?
He is 10.
Oh, man. I can't believe he's 10 already.
Want to say hello?
Hey,
no, he says absolutely not.
But I seriously, I remember Dorothy Lucy is married to David Goldstein. I remember Dorothy talking about him as a newborn, it seems like 2 years ago.
I know how time flies.
Jesus Christ, 10 years old.
10 years old and 10 going on 16.
Yeah, well, especially in that part of town where you live. Kids grow up overnight, man.
Anywhere they grow up overnight. So how are things going with you?
Things are going well. I got a 3-year-old, that I'm trying to shelter, mm-hmm. and it's tough to do in the valley.
But three, you got some time.
Yeah.
And my lovely wife here, you can say hello to her.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd love to say hi to her.
You say hi to her? Okay, hold
All
on
right.
a second.
Merry Christmas. I'm the Shiksa.
Dorothy Lucy, man. You are the best. And I was just telling your awesome husband that
he's not that awesome. I'm sorry. What were you saying?
I know. Well, he actually, he says that about himself, too. He's a very humble guy. But I was telling him that it just seems like yesterday that you were talking about Nash as a newborn on your show. I mean,
I still treat him as if he is, but he is 10 now.
I actually love, I love the highlights of your show that they show on E! Entertainment. On, was it Talk Soup? Is that the soup?
Yeah,
the soup.
The soup. I've gotten in trouble for calling it Talk Soup. I don't know if those are highlights, but Steve is angry, Steve?
Oh, what's pissing off Steve Edwards this week?
Yeah, it really is great. And it's usually, one of you two. But he does seem to be...
Well, who else is going to piss him off?
But he does seem to be losing, a lot of his patience over there. And I don't know whether he's just, he's just tired.
He's crotchety.
But he does get crazy. Hey, you guys going anywhere for the holidays?
We are. We're going to Florida.
Really?
We're seeing the grandmas.
Look at that.
Are you supposed to be interviewing my husband?
Yeah, but listen, everybody in your house is a celebrity. And I also always...
Should I put the kid or the dog on the phone? Who do you want next?
Either one. But I always get very anxious when I talk to you guys, because I just keep thinking to myself, you're a two-check family. I mean, you guys both bring home a lot of dough. That's the goal in society, is to have a two-check family, two big checks like that.
Well, for now, let's hope that continues.
All right. How long have you guys been married?
How long have we been married?
13 years?
Yeah, 13 years.
Neither one of you know.
We had to do the math.
I didn't even know that David Goldstein was your husband until about 3 years ago. Been a while.
see you miss 10 years of it.
Yeah. All right, Dorothy. Thank you and you and David both for calling. You guys were awfully nice to call this little show and promote his stuff. I mean, and I always worry about that guy. You know, he's out there busting the balls of ex-cons and stuff. I always think that somebody's going to take a punch at him.
Great. Okay, I'll get him some security. Here, you can say goodnight to him.
All right, thank you. Dorothy, Lucy, man, look at that.
You get both of us.
Hey, fantastic. Everybody in that household's a celebrity.
Yeah. You want to say hello?
Okay, happy holidays.
Hey, happy holidays.
There you go.
Oh, what a cute kid.
Yeah.
Look at that. All right, man, I'll let you get back to the holidays. I know you got a lot of family stuff going on, but...
We're actually getting our Christmas card together tonight, but no, nothing like waiting until the last minute.
Wait, you're sending them out tomorrow?
Yeah, that's a good time. Right. I figured I'd give the Postal Service something to do.
Yeah, right. Okay. All right, man, happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas, and we'll see you next year.
Okay, take care.
All right, thanks, David.
Okay, bye.
All right, folks, you can also see David Goldstein's piece on the website at KCAL or at CBS2. And it really is great. If you're going to give to charity, you want to make sure that the charity you give to is giving a lot of their money to the people who need it. All right, Gina Gray got a ticket for talking on that cell phone without hands-free device. What does that cost? Brian in Palmdale, you're on the air.
How you doing?
All right, what do you got?
I got a ticket to Santa Monica. I think it's like $20-some, and then I forgot to pay it.
Uh-oh.
And when I went and checked on it, it told me it was like $460. And got a court date January the 30th.
Now, wait a minute. So you got to go to court for this now?
Yeah, because I forgot to pay it. It put it as a face to appear on my record.
Now, what if you miss the next court date?
I guess I'd be going to jail. No, I don't know. Just I won't have a license, I guess.
You know what you should do? You should miss the next court date. See if you do go to jail. And they'll put you on Fox and Friends and KCAL. Like, hey, this guy got busted. $20 ticket. Now he's in prison.
Well, I can't do that. I drive a school bus for a living.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Jesus. Are you white, black, Asian, Hispanic?
Afro-American.
Okay, that's why you got the ticket, right?
Probably so.
I tell you, in Santa Monica, man, they'll be out there targeting people.
Yeah, he was whiter than the whitest white man, so...
listen, before I got a ticket in June and then the cop lied in court, I always gave the cops the benefit of the doubt. Now I'm totally on your side, you know. I think
I go ahead and pay and get it done and over with, so.
Oh, man. You're driving a school bus. I mean, that's a lot of money for a guy who's driving a bus around.
I was in my car when I got the ticket, but it's not even allowed in a school bus. You can't even have a earpiece when you drive a school bus.
All right. Well, you know, I feel bad for you, so we're going to give you two presents here.
A
pair of tickets to see B.B. King at the Club Nokia L.A. Live, December 28th. You can get tickets at Ticketmaster.com, but you don't have to. We'll give those to you.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're also going to give you a hockey night out. You like the Kings?
Well, I'm not a hockey fan, but, I've never been.
Right,
got two or three of us playing now. I probably would go.
Yeah, the Kings got a black guy on the ice, number 17. He's like 20 years old. He's unbelievable.
Oh, okay.
All right, hold on one sec. We'll give you that, and have a Merry Christmas, man.
All right, you too.
All right, sorry that happened to you. Look at that guy, Brian in Palmdale, just minding his own business. Now he's got to take a day off work and drive down to Santa Monica to tell people why he didn't pay the $25 ticket. They're going to charge him $460. It's an outrage.
Jesus Christ.
I'm outraged. We're going to give him a hockey night out, a pair of tickets to see the Kings and the Philadelphia Flyers. Wow, look at that. Saturday, January 3rd. Write that down in your schedule. That's always a great team. They don't come in every year either. You know, it's like every two or three years the Flyers come to town. Flyers, January 3rd, and that includes, at least for this guy in Palmdale, it includes two orders of nachos and a couple of beers. More tickets at LAKings.com. Is that true? A couple of beers? I thought they couldn't give out free beer. I don't know. All right, anyway, get the tickets. Go see the game. All right, let's talk to somebody else who actually did pay the ticket. Stephen Hollywood, you pay the ticket?
Yeah, I paid it.
And what did it cost you?
It ended up, it was $93, but the sketchy thing was that when I got it, they gave me 8 weeks to pay it, and they said I had to wait until it came in the mail. And basically, if I didn't pay it within 8 weeks, they'd put a warrant out, and I didn't get it for, like, 7.5 weeks. So by the time I got it, I had, like, 3 or 4 days left to actually pay it, or else they would have put a warrant out. So.
Yeah, and then that panics you, and then you got to make sure it's postmarked. You got to make sure they have it in time. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. And, I mean, I got it pulled over in a cul-de-sac making a U-turn, so I didn't know where I was going. So, I mean, That was L.A. too, so I don't know if it's different around town.
No,
but
it sucks.
$3.
The best thing to do is avoid the ticket and move to Mexico.
I agree with that 100%.
Man. All right, man. Thanks for calling.
No problem.
All right, take care of yourself. How about Charlie and Azusa? You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Yeah, what's up?
Hey.
Yeah, you know, I'll pay her ticket for her. Don't matter what it costs.
What?
As long as she goes out with me on a date, I'll pay her ticket for her.
Hey, look at that.
Now, that doesn't sound like a half-bad idea right now.
Yeah. But
Mama's hurting.
Are you one of those guys, though, if they don't score on the first day, you start pushing the chick around?
No. Tom Likas calls me a pussy.
Oh, perfect.
Oh, wow. And Gina will love you.
Yeah.
How many times have you talked to Tom?
Twice.
And both times he called you a pussy?
Yeah.
Wow. You'd be perfect for Gina.
Yeah.
Why did he call you a pussy? What were you doing with the chick?
No, the first one was for listening to Madonna.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. That's a little pussy-ish.
You were a pussy.
Yeah.
What was the second time?
The second time is because I spend more than $40 on a date.
Oh,
you're
I love
pussy.
Charlie. We'll go to a Madonna show. We'll go to a really expensive dinner. And I don't even eat very much, Charlie. I drink.
That'll work. That's fine with me.
Hey, Charlie, how old are you?
37.
37. Perfect.
Tim, ask him what he does. You know how uncomfortable that makes me if I ask.
Yes, I know. Gina can't ask you. What do you do for a living?
I own a pool company business, and I work full-time recycling plant.
Oh, so he cares about the environment.
Yep, go green.
All right, hold on, dude. let me break this down. You're not making enough money with the pool service, so you have to work at the recycler bin?
Yeah, a little bit.
You're a pussy.
I'm guessing about 28 G's a year.
A little more.
38.
Around there, yeah.
All right. That's
Tim, aren't you? Isn't this usually about the time you step in when I'm like, no, I like him? You're like, no, thanks, my brother.
Yeah. Hey, so Gina, what do you think about 38 grand a year?
Princess doesn't like that.
Oh, Gina, aww. Please.
Oh, come on.
I'm a friend on your MySpace, so you can.
Oh,
you got my picture on there.
We'll start e-dating first, and we'll see where things go.
Yeah, then you can start EFing.
That don't work.
Right.
Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry, Tommy, please. All right, hold on one sec, Charlie. Put you on with the lovely Gina Grad. All right, one more call, then we'll move on here. Mark in Los Angeles, you're on the air.
I own a pool company business.
Hey,
recycle.
Yeah, that'll get the pool company business.
Damn it.
Let's talk to a Keith and Van Nuys. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
I was on Century Boulevard and flying through the neighborhood there, right by the airport, and I saw the little office on his motorcycle hanging out by some hotel behind there, and he kind of waved to me, and I said, he's going to let me go. And sure enough, he pulled me over. He's like, I could get you for speeding or I could get you for the cell phone. Which one?
Wow.
So he got me for the cell phone deal, you know?
All
so
right. Well, that's not bad. All right, Bobby, we thank you for calling. I can't take much more of that. Now, Gina, you said you also had expired plates on your car?
I don't know what you're talking about.
He did let you go for that, though, right?
Tim! What the hell? Next, you're gonna blow my cable cover I got going on.
Jesus Christ, man! You're living like you're basically a homeless guy with a roof.
I prefer to think of it as an artful dodger.
All right. But now, when you pull somebody over, and the ticket is $25, I don't understand how it goes up to $87.50 real quick. But I guess with court costs and stuff. But is it really worth these cops? How long did it take him to give you that ticket?
Oh, it took for a long time.
Like 20 minutes?
Yeah, I was just sitting there.
Yeah. All right, so 20 minutes, $75. He's probably making more than $75 an hour with insurance and everything.
You think?
Yeah,
that's a lot of
he's
money.
Gotta be.
And, oh, he came back and asked me to keep my hands on the steering wheel because he thought I was, like, going for a weapon. But I was so bored, I started cleaning out my glove box.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I was like, oh, sorry. I was just, seeing what receipts I still had from Cuckoo that I could toss.
You are so effing lucky you're alive.
Really?
If it was a guy, especially, like, a black guy or an Hispanic guy in this town, and he gets pulled over for hands-free, and he starts going through the glove compartment?
Well, it wasn't, like,
he would have been shot in the back of the head 10 times.
And I gave him one of these at the end because he was really nice. I was like, oh, thank you, officer.
Oh, God.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ. All right. Very, very good. All right, folks, we're going to play tonight because it is the last night before we're going to take a couple weeks to go smoke, gamble, and drink. A lot of people are, you know, they always say, we're going to recharge the batteries. F it, man. Recharging the batteries, you recharge them while you work. So when you take time off, you can go nuts. We're going to play some best ofs. Some clips here. Maybe they're your favorites. Maybe they're not. Some Brian Whitman stuff. All highlights from the entire year. And if you have a favorite that you want us to play, we have almost everything in front of us archived. I mean, I'm looking at the 16 banks of carts that we have in front of me right now, and there's got to be 5,000 or 6,000 little sound bites, and also, you know, 1 or 2 minute, segments of the show. And they're sitting all right in front of us. We wheeled them in here right now, and it's pretty amazing that all this stuff is just 1 year. And Randy Wang will try to pull those carts out as quickly as possible, stick them in and play them for you. So if there's anything you'd like to hear, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Now, here's an example of one of the clips we'll play tonight. This is when I was insulting Brian Whitman's impersonations, and nothing got him crazier than when I even slightly hinted at the fact that his impersonations, that some of them may be overused. All right. I don't think I even was over the top about it. And man, did he get pissed. I remember as if it was just yesterday, I was sitting here with Brian Whitman.
Elizabeth Taylor was married at one point only 8 months, man. 8 months. I think 8 months is a lifetime married to E.T., huh? He was 22 when he married her and died of old age right before he turned 23.
Was that the marriage to Larry Fortensky, the construction worker?
Nah, this is a long time ago.
Oh, boy.
This is Nikki Hilton, wasn't it?
I don't know.
Paris and Nikki's grandpa, Nikki Hilton.
Was married to Elizabeth Taylor?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I just realized I was dead. I just realized I was mocking his impersonation, and he's asked me off the air 3 or 4 times never to do that on the air, and I can't believe I just did it. I really owe that man an apology. That's great. I didn't even remember that. But I started mocking his Johnny Carson, and it drove him absolutely nuts. Because that's the only one thing he'd ever asked me off the air. He said, do me a favor. He says, I do impersonations for a living. Could you please, please not mock him on the air and not, like, do him while I'm doing him on the air? And I said, absolutely. I said, I'll never do that. And I accidentally did it this time, and I sort of caught myself doing it while he was getting pissed. Listen to it again. Here.
Oh, I didn't know that. I just realized I was doing that.
I just realized I was mocking his impersonation, and he's asked me off the air. That's classic, man. I totally forgot about that. That was pretty cool. All right, to anything you'd like to hear, 520-9710. Let's talk to Cliff in the Inland Empire. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Jimmy, how are you?
Hey, dude.
Hey, let me tell you, I just left there at 5:30 after doing coffee for your little Christmas party.
Well, you were doing what?
At the
coffee.
Station.
You're the guy with the Inland Empire coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that coffee.
Now I'm back in the Inland Empire. Thank you for the 3-hour drive.
Thank you.
Hey, I want to hear when Brian had to poop.
Oh, okay. All right, buddy. Thanks for calling. We'll hang up on you. You can listen to it on your radio. Brian Whitman had a fear of public bathrooms. And he could, go number one, but he couldn't drop the kids off in the pool, if you know what I mean. Take a dump. So he had to drive home wherever he was. Now, he could go in a hotel room if he was staying in a hotel. But he can't go in a bathroom in a gas station or a restaurant or even here at the office. So when he had to go, and sometimes, you know, you got to go, right? He would have to get in his car and drive clear to the valley. And we're in the Miracle Mile area. We're on Wilshire between Fairfax and La Brea. And he actually seriously drove from here in on Wilshire all the way to the valley just to go to the bathroom. And I can remember him doing this, and it seems like just the other day when he was...
And, oh, God, I can't do this.
What's going on with you? You're sweating.
Yeah, no, I had I ordered in food, and, you know,
Frank. Wait, you can't say the name of the restaurant?
No, I'd rather not. Oh. I'd rather not.
Oh, because you're dying?
And you know the you know me, and the people who work here know me, and I don't think I'm unlike a lot of dudes. I can't use public restrooms.
Oh, it's that bad.
Right, it is that bad.
What happens to you if you use a public bathroom?
I don't know. I mean, I'll urinate. I can say.
Yeah, but
that.
What happens if you sit a spell?
I don't.
But what happens if you do?
I wouldn't know. I just never have done it. I can't do it. Never
now,
will.
Could you check into, like, go down the street here and check into a Sheraton? Would that be suitable for you, young man?
Well, it would. I actually have done that on trips to Las Vegas.
Why?
On trips to Las Vegas in the car when I had to go number two, I would stop at, like, you know.
What a fun guy to drive with.
Baker or somewhere like that.
And get a hotel room, watch a little TV, and then hit the can?
No. Just get the hotel room for $59.95 and swipe the credit card and go use their restroom in the privacy of a room that I...
And then check out, what, 25 minutes later?
Well, I don't rush myself. I mean, there's no need to rush myself.
Dude, you are sweating.
Yeah, I'm going to...
You're going to get out of here? Do you have a cell phone?
Yeah.
All right, why don't you flip your cell phone on and call us from the road. We'll clear the streets for you. Which way are you going?
I'll go down. I'll just go down Wilshire.
To a Highland?
Yeah, my toilet is only like 9 miles away.
Okay, you're going to go Highland?
I think so.
Highland's closed?
Oh, I better not go Highland because of that damn debate they had.
I don't know if Highland's closed or not. No, you're not going to make it. You're going to S in that leased car.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Mercedes Avencina is going to love that.
Do not say that.
I'd like to bring back this car a little early. Why is that? Well, you'll figure it out. Here's the keys.
Do not
fellas.
Say that, Tim. Do not say that.
All right, he's got to go. There he goes.
Oh, God.
All right, call us on your cell phone.
Yeah, no, I'll call you. And if people can clear
that. We'll clear the streets for you.
Thank you, Tim.
I'll clear Wilshire and I'll clear Vine for you.
Thank you. Can you do that?
You're on your own once you get to the freeway.
So which way should I go? Rossmore?
Yeah. Take Wilshire up to Rossmore. East on Wilshire.
I gotta go.
All right. There he goes. Jesus Christ, man. Oh. He is about to S himself. God almighty. Maker of heaven
Jesus
and earth.
Jesus Christ.
All that seen and unseen. Ah. Look at this. Look at this partner of mine. Guy eats a sandwich, man. He's got to go home. Jesus Christ almighty.
He did. He drove all the way home to go to the bathroom. Anybody like that in my life? I really don't know anybody like that. All right. Let's talk to, how about Mark in Los Angeles? You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Not bad. How are you, Tim?
All right, man.
Hey, I just want to hear another fight between you and S-Head and Tim.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Come on.
All right, we're going to take a break and then come back and play? Okay. We're going to come back and play a fight that Brian and I had on the air. And all of the ones we had on the air were all authentic. We didn't much get along for the first, probably about a year and a half that we worked together. Then we got along for about 6 months. Then we didn't for a while. And I don't know what it was. But anyway, when we come back, we'll play some of they're pretty good fights. Now that I listen back to them, it's pretty good stuff. All right, anything you'd like to hear tonight, 520-9710, 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show highlights tonight. And we're live at 97.1 FM Talk.
I ain't talking just to tease. People like you, you don't grow on trees. Look at you, that's what it's gonna be. Have everything I need around my
97.1 FM Talk.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conrad Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk. It is highlight time, man, from the year. Playing all the best sound bites of the year. Or at least some of them. And before we went to a break there, a guy asked for another fight between Brian and I. I don't know why they seem think that's interesting, but here's one where Brian, a guy called up and said he's from Toluca Lake. And he sounded gay, so I said, oh, are you a gay guy? And Brian thought just because he's calling from Toluca Lake that I thought he was gay, like everyone who lives in Toluca Lake is gay, and he got pissed. And so we had an argument about that, and then 10 minutes later, somebody else called up, and he wouldn't let it go. And we fought about it again, man. I don't know how we both took it for that long without both having a heart attack in here.
You made a joke at my offense, and I made fun of you.
I know, but if they're driving around in a car, and they're all comics.
Right. Yeah, you're the funnier one.
No, I'm just saying.
No, you're right, Tim.
I'm not saying I'm funnier. I'm just saying that.
No, you're right.
You know, that the four of them are driving around probably thinking themselves.
Right. Conway carries.
No, they make fun of people in the comedy clubs who are, you know, hackish.
Excuse me?
I'm just saying, like.
You know, excuse me?
I'm just saying.
Excuse me, I'm hackish? Well, you know what, Tim? If I'm so goddamn hackish, it must be really tough to do a show with such a hack.
This is so difficult to listen to because this is like a really authentic argument that we had. I mean, most of them were, but this one really cut to the bone here.
Right? With such a hack.
I didn't
How
say,
dare you
I didn't
insult me
you.
Like that after you did a joke
you,
at my
dude.
Expense? You think you're the funnier of the two? And you think I'm
that.
A hack? You think I'm a hack?
No,
F you! Good night. Early night. Good night. It's an early night. I'm a hack. F you. Call me on the air a hack.
Hey, there must be some truth to it if you get that pissed off. Yeah,
no. You know what there's truth to? There's truth to my on-air partner is an a-hole who offends me and calls me hackish. Hackish?
Hey, nobody else, hackish, has, the, nobody else has the balls to do that.
Hey, I'm out.
There he goes. I shouldn't have done. What is it? I shouldn't have done that. But the hell. All right, let's continue here. Anything you'd like to talk to or hear for over the last year, David on the 15. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey,
how
are you? Well, I'm sitting here waiting for AAA, and I got a flat tire, so I just thought I'd listen to you. And
where
everything.
Are you?
I'm on the 15 at Rancho Cucamonga.
Oh, boom, boom.
On my way to get a Christmas present for my wife.
What kind of car are you driving around?
Oh, it's a Acura Integra, an old one.
How old?
95.
Yeah, these new cars really don't get flat tires anymore.
I don't want to hear that.
You can roll around on a flat tire nowadays for a while.
I think it's because I hit a pothole that created by the rain the other night.
Oh, Jesus.
And 2 nights ago when it was snowing in Corona, I got stuck in a puddle and had to call tow truck to get me pulled out of that, too.
Jesus Christ. What luck you have.
I know. But anyway, you know, I love fights between you and Whitman, but there's one thing, if you guys got it, when you were talking with Jesse Jackson on the phone and you told him what the most favorite comment
was.
And then
you
just mumbled a bunch of stuff. That was great.
Maybe we'll play that for you here. Jesse Jackson called us. All right, buddy, we thank you for calling. I'm sorry you got a flat tire, but I wish you a happy holiday season. Or happier than tonight. But, yeah, Jesse Jackson called us one. On Thursdays, we do What the Hell Jesse Jackson Say. We play some clips of Jesse Jackson and then ask people what he said. And I think it was Malibu Dan who got Jesse Jackson on the phone. And he called up, or we called him, in the middle of that bit to ask him what he was saying. And I think we got that. Here it is. All right, well, Jesse.
Thanks, you guys. I got the goal now.
Hey, Jesse, real quickly, I just want to give you one compliment. The favorite thing I think you have ever said of mine is, I want to settle mental emotion.
What?
I want to settle mental emotion. I think that's the favorite thing you've ever said.
All right.
All right, buddy. You take care of yourself, Jesse. I want a sentimental emotion. That's my favorite clip ever. of Jesse Jackson. Seemed to be thrilled. I don't know what he's going through. All right, let's talk to... Okay, well, let me play that. This guy wanted to hear another one of these battles. And here's another major fight I had with Brian Whitman. These are pretty good, man. I got to listen to this stuff more often. All right, let's talk to Sean in Toluca Lake. You're on 97.1.
Hey, you guys. I love your show. I do it all the time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You know, I think that you're right about it, gay men don't argue as much as, you know, straight men and women. And
are you a gay guy?
Yeah,
oh, I'm sorry. I see you call from Toluca Lake. I shouldn't have even had to ask.
Right, because I'm from Toluca Lake. You're such an idiot, Tim. You're really... I mean, the easiest jokes in the world. You just... You hold on, sir, for a second. I mean, do you think... Yeah, do you think I didn't think that as soon as I saw it? Oh, here it comes from a Shecky in 5-4... Oh, what are you from? Are you a gay guy? Oh, I should have known. Yeah, it says Toluca. All right, man. Then you get in the car. All right, man.
Got
you
him.
Drive back to that...
Got him.
Come on, give
curve
me a...
Ball.
Give,
got him.
No curve. Ball, my friend.
Dude, I'm not, you know, until you have like a comedy CDs that you're selling and you're like, you know, appearing at Caesar's Palace and MGM, you're on The Tonight Show and Letterman, you got your own sitcom. I'm not taking comedy lessons from you, young man.
Tim, you're getting
very, how dare you?
You're getting very personal. I'll match your intensity then.
If, how dare you?
If you want to fight, let's fight.
I'm not taking comedy. You can give your comedy tips to Randy when I'm not here on President's Day. You can tell him to have heart attacks or more heart attacks in a Gary Glitter song.
I didn't.
And he'll sit there and take your ass. I ain't taking it.
I didn't tell. Taking my ass? You're the one who suggested that men who live in Toluca Lake are gay, knowing that I live in Toluca Lake. And then you sit there. Like you scored one. Let me tell you something.
I had to raise the roof.
Let me tell you something, Tim. I'm not going to take your F&S. I'm not going to effing take your F&S.
Yes, you are.
And I do have a comedy CD, and I'll bring it in tomorrow and crack it over your head. And the second you
and
decide...
And we'll play it on the air.
The second you decide you don't want my fat ass in this chair, say so, and I'll go home and watch goddamn TV.
Jesus Christ. Oh, the guy's going to have a heart attack that night. Oh, Bobo. Let's talk to Jeremy in Lake Forest. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, what up, man?
Hey, dude.
Hey, happy holidays.
Thank you, too.
You and yours.
Thanks,
hey, Gina, is she hot, man?
Oh, yeah. You never seen Gina Grad?
No, I never seen her,
you
man.
You got to go to her website, ginagrad.com.
Oh, okay. Yeah, she sounds hot. And it doesn't even matter. I mean, just because she's got the balls to be on radio. Pretty hot, man.
It's pretty ballsy.
Yeah, God, if I wasn't married. Hey, yeah.
How often do you say that, by the way?
What?
How often do you say that?
Oh, at least once every few minutes. Hey, anyway, Hoff, I was wondering if you could play the Whitman's imaginary party clip for me.
Oh, when Frosty was having the imaginary party?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, buddy, happy holidays. We'll play it for you.
All right, sounds
all right,
good.
There he goes, everybody. I think we had it. We got it? Okay. All right, here's Frosty's imaginary party. And, man, look at that. Randy's got it already. Jesus Christ. It's unbelievable. Frosty was going to have an imaginary party. And they said, well, what would your imaginary guest list be? And if you had to exclude somebody at the station, who would it be? Well, guess who got excluded? Frosty's imaginary party. Here we go.
So, no Whitman.
Well, I'm saying if you have to cut the list off somewhere, there's people like Whitman
and John and Jeff.
I'll
put Whitman on the might-bes.
I don't really see that much, and we run into them once or twice a year at an event. You know, they're not...
What about Roland Therese?
Who the hell does this guy think he is with his, he may be. By the way, buddy, you're not even having a real goddamn party. It's a fake party. It's in your head. It's imaginary.
Well, that's why I think it stings even a little more.
That's why it's so sick to listen to. That's why it's so sick and twisted and perverse to listen to hear somebody be so vindictive about the invitation list of a phony in your head made up imaginary party. Yuck.
What are you gonna wear?
I'm not gonna think about that because the party does not exist.
You know what, you know why you don't have to think about it?
Because you're not going. It doesn't exist.
You don't have to buy clothes for this imaginary party.
There ain't a party
because you didn't get an invite.
What did you do to these people? Have you ever in your life on a radio station, have you ever heard a single employee be singled out by so many other people for insults and jabs and attacks?
I've never heard it in my life. You are the magnet for all of them.
But the amazing thing is, I'm not a guy. I'm not Don Rickles. I don't go around insulting people.
I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's a conspiracy. I don't know.
What about Carolla and Teresa? And
oh God,
yeah,
totally
morning show yet.
I totally forgot.
Oh my God,
totally forgot.
This is when they start playing the clips again, or we start playing the clip from Frosty and Frank, and Frosty laughed like I guess it was
like Joe Flynn.
Well, like not like Joe Flynn. Who was the guy on?
On Match Game.
Yeah, Match Game. Charles Nelson Reilly.
Yeah.
Yeah, he started laughing like Charles Nelson Reilly, and Whitman wouldn't let it go. That Frosty's laugh sounded exactly like Charles Nelson Reilly. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's a conspiracy. I don't know.
What about Carolla and Teresa? And
oh, God,
I totally morning show yet.
I totally forgot.
Oh, my God.
Sounds like Paul Lynn from Hollywood Squares.
I didn't even buy any
dinner.
Sounds like Joe Flynn from McHale's Navy.
Parker!
There's some Jim J. Bullock in there, too.
All right, here we go. The imaginary party continues.
I haven't bought one item for my party.
We forgot.
That's pretty funny crap. All right, let's talk to, how about Eric in Thousand Oaks? You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Timmy, happy holidays.
Hey, you too, man.
Hey, can you play the one where Jay Leno called in?
Oh, Leno called in. Okay, buddy, thanks. Happy holidays.
You too, man.
All right, there he goes. And I'll stall to see and if Randy can pull that off the shelf. And, yeah, we got it already. Jesus Christ. All right, Arsenio was on with us every Wednesday, and he's good friends with Jay Leno. He says, hey, Jay, what about you calling one night? And Jay said, absolutely. So this is Jay Leno. Jay Leno calling this show here. How exciting is that? Jay Leno from Channel 4 is moving at 10 o'clock. He's calling this show. Here we
go. That's a great story.
Yeah, Jay Leno, myself, and Arsenio Hall. All together again. Hey, welcome back, Jay. How are you, sir?
God, I'm hanging in.
Hey. Hey, listen, do you have any, do you ever do radio in college or,
I did do radio in college and, you know, the funny thing is in radio, the difference between radio and doing stand-up, because I always meet, you know, a lot of times you go into a town and they go, hey, we're the local DJs, we're the Breakfast Flakes, we're the Morning Zoo, listen, we want to open for you. And I go, great, you guys can open, great. How much time you want to do, 5? No, we'll do 20, 25, you know, so you guys got 25? Oh, yeah, we do four hours every day, it's not a problem, we do 4 hours every day.
Right.
And then they get out there and like 45 seconds in, please welcome Jay Leno, you know, and because... Radio is like the opposite. Stand-up, you try to do it to get to the joke as quickly as possible.
Right.
And with radio, you're looking at that clock, and you got a four-hour shift, so you find yourself going, you know, here, the United States of America, which I think is the greatest country in the world. Bob, don't you agree? I agree. You know, you just have to keep it. You're watching that clock, okay, 3 hours, 58 minutes. You know, you have to keep stretching out and out. So
absolutely.
Yeah, it's a little different.
Yeah, it is very different. As a matter of fact, could you tell that story again?
Yeah, there you go.
Because we do have to be here till 11 o'clock.
Oh, I'll tell you a great story about a buddy of mine. You'll love this story. My buddy of mine is on a first date with this girl in New York,
mm-hmm.
and he has a bit of an upset stomach, and he's a little nervous, and he's wearing khaki pants.
Mm.
So they go along, and he just, let's say he has a little accident,
okay.
and he's kind of soiled these khaki pants, and he's like feels ridiculous, so he's just kind of keeping the girl walking in front of him, you know? So he goes, hey, let's go into the Gap. So they go into the Gap, and he pretends like he's shopping, and he picks up two sweaters and a pair of khaki pants. And he's walking with the girl, you know, and he gets up to the counter. He says to the counter guy, forget the sweaters. Just give me the khaki pants. Oh, okay, great. So he buys the khaki pants, and now he's with the girl, and they get on the subway. And he goes, excuse me. So he goes in the restroom. He takes off his khaki pants, which are all soiled. And he just rolls him up a ball and just throws him out the window. Then he opens the bag, and there are two sweaters in it. He's stuck on the subway with no pants on a first date. Isn't that like a great story?
That's so great. That's fantastic.
Wow, yes.
Oh, that's funny a story, man. That is awesome. All right, anything you'd like to hear, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show Year-End Highlights. So if you got a favorite deal going on, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Let's talk to Santos in North Hollywood. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing all right.
All
how are
right,
you doing?
Man. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you, too.
Thank you, sir. What would you like to hear?
The clip when Brian having a secret affair or relationship with Frosty.
The relationship between the two of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, man, Merry Christmas.
You too, Merry Christmas.
Thanks for calling. What happened was that you got it already? Jesus Christ, man. This guy's unbelievable. You got to have somebody like Randy Wang working for you. What happened was Whitman had emailed Frosty from Frosty, Heidi, and Frank saying, hey, would you like to go to the movies sometime? And Frosty just shut him down, didn't respond to the email. And it really upset Brian, and Brian took it very personally. And they tried to email him again, and Frosty didn't even open the second email. And Brian retracted it. And it's sort of like a gay relationship. Even though they're two heterosexual guys, it sounded like they were having a gay relationship, the two of them. I remember as if it happened like last night. We were sitting around talking.
There we go. Frosty, Heidi, and Frank talking about Brian Whitman and his potential relationship with Frosty.
I have to admit, I was suckered in for a second picturing us in Bed Bath & Beyond as a couple. And I thought,
see that?
What in the world? I'm here.
Now, why are you eating? Jesus Christ, man.
I thought we were playing a clip. Excuse me.
Look at this guy.
Wildly inappropriate.
God almighty.
Wildly unprofessional.
That's okay.
I thought you were going to play like a 30-second clip.
Well, we got to start and stop, especially when a revelation that Frosty's now into it.
How the hell did I know he was going to say that?
Wedding bells.
Choked on this pizza, for Christ's sake. Holy
in that scenario, I have to admit, I was suckered in for a second picturing us in Bed Bath & Beyond as a couple.
Wow. Look at that.
That is so frightening to me.
Bed Bath & Beyond, Frosty and Whitman walking around.
That is really, really frightening.
And I thought, wait, I would probably be the man. Wouldn't he be the woman in the relationship? He seems like he's more emotional than me.
Oh, God.
Now, I'm emotional, but he's more emotional.
That might be a tight race. Damn. I think you would take turns being the guy and the girl.
This is utterly absurd.
Wow.
This is absurd.
I actually believe Heidi's right here.
I think you would take turns being the guy and the girl.
Okay.
I think you would.
Well,
you wouldn't want to always be the girl.
Tim, I date women. And
well, that's going to stop. Frosty wouldn't have any of that. I bet he would not even entertain the thought of you doing
that
anymore.
He'd be outraged. You hear him. He'd be outraged. In his apron, I'd come in, and he'd be in the kitchen in his apron, like, cooking something, because he works middays and I work nights. And he'd say, where are you going this weekend? I'd say, oh, quiet, you bitch.
Right. And you'd get all naked and rub up against
him. Get out of here. Stop it.
All right. Let's take a break and come back with more of your favorite clips of the year. And we'll do this for quite a while. We got a bunch of clips in front of us. They're fun to listen to. 520-9710, 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show year-end clips tonight. And we're live at 97.1 FM Talk.
You made this a Christmas to remember. Springtime feelings in the middle of December. Strangers meet and willingly surrender.
Get more shows like this at 97.1fmtalk.com.